Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings now is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. And plus, DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offer special promotions every day, so be sure to check the app daily. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I am here with Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders, ready to talk Penn State football on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Gentlemen, Andy, how are you doing?
Doing okay, Jim. Thank you very much. Enjoying the yellow phase, anticipating moving to green phase soon. Don't know what that means. Still being cautious and safe, but we're doing good. Thank you.
And I trust, Bob, you're doing the same?
I'm good. I just outdoor bars and restaurants, soft open, tentative open, June 5th. My plan is, if that happens, in my neck of the woods, I'm gonna go to an outdoor bar and get a haircut at the same time at the bar to multitask. also, Andy, congrats on adopting the dog. I think I saw it on Twitter. I believe you're rescued or you got a bulldog. Good for you.
We are foster parents now for dogs. We're tied into a rescue, and we got an old lad, English bulldog, who was in a severe neglect situation at our house. So we're flying blind with dogs that are neglected and less healthy. We've never done that. We've always watched other people's dogs, and we've been like the dog sitters since our dog passed away, and now we decided to take it up and help dogs that need help.
All right. Love to talk pets for a while here, Andrew P., but we got some Penn State football talk to get to, so let's do it. A little bit later, we'll have Ross Tucker in, but let's start quarter number one with our news and notes, and I'll start with you, Andy. Two four-star tight ends, Jack Pugh and Maliki Montevideo, both committed this week. Penn State was on the short list and came up short. They went respectively to Wisconsin and to Oregon. And you should never get too concerned about a single recruit or even two recruits going elsewhere. But there seems to be a trend here with Penn State recruiting where they are striking out with the higher level, the blue chip recruits, if you will. And should Penn State fans start being concerned about that?
Well, I think there was the Wisconsin one was a straight up Wisconsin beat them, right? The young man that went to Wisconsin. Wisconsin knows how to use his tight end. I think that was just he chose one school over the other. I think there was more mitigating factors in. Can you say his name again, Jim?
Maliki. Let's just go with the first name, Andrew. Maliki.
And him going to Oregon. I think Penn State was a leader in the clubhouse for a while, but Oregon stayed on this kid. They needed him. They wanted him. And then a little bit of, you know, Penn State pass came back to bite him a little bit with Joe Moorhead taking over as the offensive coordinator there. He had the Mike Gesicki card to play. This kid's a pass-catching stud. I think that was a factor in this, and obviously by what he said, Joe Moorhead played a factor. Joe's a good coach. Joe's a really good offensive coordinator. Penn State fans know that. And this one you lost because of Joe Moorhead more than anything else, I believe. And those are going to be things, in my opinion, that are less common than more common. So I think you can say that's a mitigating factor that they can't control, right? The other one is we just lost. I don't think it's a huge concern, but I think there is a little bit of pause for concern.
All right. Bob, I'll ask you, we were talking off the air about this, and one thing that's been popular in the recruiting world is something called the blue chip ratio, which says if you want to win a national title, you've got to have more blue chip recruits, which are 4 and 5 star, versus non-blue chip, which are 3-star and lesser players. And the trend is at Penn State through 2018 and 2019, it was heavy on the blue chip recruits. Last year, 2020, they had more of the lesser recruits than blue chip. Seems to it's going the same way here in 2021 recruiting. Is this cause for concern from you?
Well, I would take it a little bit with a grain of salt. And just to real quick circle back to what Andy was talking about with the tight end that went to Oregon and Joe Moorhead and Mike Gesicki. I also think if you're a recruit a little bit, just a little bit, I think Theo Johnson might have also had a little bit of an impact in that decision. That's a true freshman tight end that looks like he's going to be around for a while at Penn State. Brenton Strange is a young player. But I think it was a lot of things that probably added up to losing that tight end. Jim, to your query, you know, the numbers don't lie. And James is a guy that every, you know, letter of intent day, he always mentions the recruiting rankings. He always talks about 4 stars and 5 stars. It's something that's on his mind. He emphasizes it. So I think it is definitely worth noting. I will say this, though. You know, Penn State has also learned a little bit the hard way that just because you get 5 stars does not mean they're going to pan out. You know, you look at the 2018 class, Justin Shorter and Ricky Slade, just, you know, neither one of them ever played like a 5-star. They were bailed out a little bit by Pat Freiermuth, who was, I think, a low 4-star, I believe, who is now playing more like a, you know, 5-star, just like Micah. I think it is. I also think, though, I think the further Penn State gets away from the national playoff in terms of years, I think the more this is going to affect them. Ohio State's established a presence. There's some other schools that recruit really well in the area. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them, you know, if they're in on the same kid with some national powers. They're going to lose their share of battles as well. They've been on a nice little run, I think, in April and early May. And I do think the tight end, I don't know that it's as big of a deal, but I do think you are wise to keep note of the ratio and note that it's going not in the direction you want, especially when you see what the Ohio State recruiting class looks like this year. I think it is cause for concern, and I just wanted to throw this to both you guys because a lot of my friends are Penn State fans, and they're a little concerned about kind of what's going on with Nolan Rucci, the 5-star offensive lineman from Warwick. I don't know that he's quite the slam dunk that maybe Penn State fans thought he might be when they brought in Phil Troutwine, and you know he's got the bloodlines that are Penn State related. But I just your thoughts on the fact that it might actually be a legit 2-horse race between Penn State and Wisconsin, and maybe is that troubling to you?
I'll take this first, Andy, and you know I'm doing it as a fan, and I am concerned, Bob. And I believe what you got to be careful of is I'm not concerned about any individual recruit. If individually Nolan Rucci decides to go to Wisconsin instead of Penn State, it may be because his brother's there. Hey, that's fine. My concern more is the trend. Remember a year ago, the best player in Pennsylvania was Julian Fleming, and we all thought he was going to come to Penn State, and he didn't. It's this, are we losing more of these guys than we did previously? And looking at it as a group as opposed to just each one individually. I'll let you contribute to that too, Andy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when it comes to Nolan Rucci and the 5 stars in Pennsylvania, I think Penn State's got to get 2 of 3, right? When you find over a course of a 2-3-4-year cycle, can they get 2 out of 3 of those guys? That would be ideal. So you look back and you say, okay, they got Micah, but they didn't get Julian Fleming. Those are the national guys that are, you know, top, you know, 2, 3, 1 at their position, et cetera, et cetera. So they're split. They got one, lost one. So to keep the 2 out of 3 Golan going, Nolan Rucci's important. I still think you have to give Phil Troutwine some line here and give him some time. It's not like Nolan set up his announcement for June, you know, June 5th or something. It's not like it seems like he's going to take his time, and he wants to go on the visits, however that looks in the fall, and he wants to do more of his research. So therefore, you got to give Phil a little bit of line and let him put his work into it, because we all know what James is going to do. So I'm not necessarily concerned about it, because I still think Penn State has an X factor to bring in and play in this recruiting battle. But, you know, Wisconsin's a very strong opponent when it comes to offensive linemen.
All right, let's shift gears here a little bit. Pat Freiermuth met with the media this week, and I saw you had an article about this, Bob. And some Penn State fans have been concerned with Kurt Shiraka coming from Minnesota, where he did not use the tight end. Is Pat Freiermuth concerned?
No, he's not. He said he wouldn't give too much away, but he knows how they want to use him in the offense. And, you know, you can tell he's pretty excited about it. I think I counted last year of the 212 completions Minnesota had, only 10 went to tight ends. But I mean, they had, you can't really compare those tight ends to Pat. His skill set, he can be a blocking tight end. You can also split him out wide. I'm sure Kirk knows that, given the fact that they have some issues, at least early about at the wideout position until some players step up. I think Kirk will use Pat as a chess piece that can kind of operate all over the field. And I think his numbers will be similar, if not better, just because, you know, he can almost be a big wideout in the slot, and he can catch the ball. He can separate. So I'm not worried at all.
And I'll tell you, in Kurt Shiraka's press conference from several weeks ago now, I found it interesting when he was talking about running the quarterbacks, and he said, the quarterbacks here at Penn State are different than the ones that I had coached previously, so I would want to make use of that talent. And I got to imagine it's the exact same way at tight end. He knows what kind of talent he has there, and he's going to find a way to make use of that talent. And I believe he's smart enough to realize what all of us fans realize. You've got perhaps the best tight end in the country there. You better use him. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. In quarter number two, we begin Ross's evaluation of the different position groups. We're going to start with the offensive linemen.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.